Is it time to reopen the country? Are we going too fast? Are we going too slow? What are the stakes? We'll cover that today.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I hope you are doing well. I hope you are thriving by God's grace in the midst of these unprecedented times. It's my hope, it's my goal, by God's grace, that in these unprecedented times that we live unprecedented lives. And remember, nothing has taken God by surprise. He remains our rock, our strength. And we as God's people should not be subject to panic or fear at a time like this, rather trusting Him. We receive His grace so that we are a help and a blessing to those around us. Welcome, friends, to The Line of Fire. Phone lines are wide open on this Monday, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. That is the number to call. Whole lot of things I want to talk to you about today. Strategically about opening the country. Is it right? Is it premature? Are we going to endanger more lives by going too quickly? Are we going to endanger more lives by waiting too long? We'll talk about that. Talk about major conspiracy theory video that's out there. Not because I'm going to weigh in on that so much as how I treat conspiracy theories in general. We've talked about that before, but I want to readdress it from a couple other angles. A few other things I want to cover. Major news from Israel about an agreement to form a unity government. This is big. So a lot to talk about, and we will get to your calls, 866-348-7884 is the number to call. Some things change. That phone number does not. Okay, let's start here. Hollywood has rallied together major celebrities, major performers, to do an online concert that raised multiplied tens of millions of dollars in the midst of the coronavirus epidemic. Okay, on the one hand, it's good to see people rallying together and saying, hey, we want to bring a little joy and we want to use our gifts and talents to bring you some distraction in the midst of the crisis and the news and the shut-ins and the shutdowns and all of that. That's commendable. And we want to raise money. This is not for ourselves, but this is for a good cause. Okay, that's commendable. But I don't get this particular cause. It's one thing if these celebrities, if these performers gathered together and said, let's raise money to help the poorest families in America, those most touched by the crisis right now, or those that are going to need health care, those that are going to, small businesses closing, whatever. Let's do our part. If we raise $100 million, it's not billions or trillions, but still it can help some people. Okay, I could see something like that. Or a very specialized need in a certain part of the world where the virus has caused more acute suffering and finances are low. I could understand that. But to raise the money for the World Health Organization, for the WHO? What? Forgive the question, but why the WHO? Why? Is it simply this much hatred for Donald Trump? Because he said right now we are withholding funds from the WHO. We're withholding funds from them because we don't like the way they handle this. And we believe they're in bed with communist China. And they did not do their best at the beginning to offset the spread of this virus. And if they had done their job properly and they weren't in bed with communist China so much, then things would not be the way they are. And there would not be so many deaths and casualties around the world and so much economic upheaval. That's what President Trump believes. That's what many others believe. There is a multinational lawsuit right now coming against China for trillions of dollars saying this is your fault. And the WHO would be complicit with that. Communist China is an oppressive regime. There are many fine people in China, but Communist China is an oppressive regime. So why on earth are you raising money for the WHO and for Communist China? Is Hollywood in bed with China? Is that it? Is there funding that comes from Communist China? So you look the other way? You know, like Apple, for example, wouldn't do business with this group, you know, this app they're not going to have because it's strong Christian views and it's, quote, anti-gay. But they got no problem having plants and doing stuff in China. Is it just a money thing? Is Hollywood in bed with China? Is it Hollywood just hates Trump and Hollywood wants to go against Donald Trump? Does Hollywood have some reason for being so super close to the WHO? I understand the NBA, for example, major things going on in China, and a lot of money there. Does Hollywood make a lot of money in China with their movies? There are over a billion people. Is that it? What? God knows the motivation. And we're not saying that every individual that performed had the same motivation, but what a bizarre thing. Raising money. There are enough people that support the World Health Organization. And by the way, for whatever reason, America supports with a ton more money than China does. I don't know the reasons behind that, but something else President Trump wasn't happy with. But what a shocker not to see the benefit concert. Hollywood does that all the time. And a lot of times it's for good motivation. They want to help people. And they think here's a great crisis in need. And we've got talents and we're rich people. And hey, let's entertain and bring in some money and help others. I'm sure there's some people with commendable motives within Hollywood and some with commendable motives that performed in this concert. But talk about wrong direction of funds. And talk about a way to say to the president, if you're against it, then we're for it. If you're for it, we're against it. Wow. Yeah. Wow. As we talk about why the WHO, all three letters. Wow. Why the WHO? And now the byline, the WHO lied and people died. How much truth is there to it? We shall see. I don't know, but we shall see. 866-34-TRUTH. Just wanted to get that off of my heart. Okay. Before we'll get to calls in a little while. I want to cover a bunch of things now, but feel free to call in on any subject that relates to what we're talking about or any subject that's just of relevance to the line of fire, and we'll get to calls as appropriate. As far as reopening the country, I have a brand new article on the stream.org, that talks about the high stakes involved in the decision about reopening the nation. It's entitled, What's at Stake with Reopening of the Nation? And at the beginning of the article, I state this. My PhD is in Near Eastern Languages and Literatures from New York University. I have not taken a college-level or graduate-level class on economy. I have not taken a college-level or graduate-level class on any medical or scientific subject. Yes, my doctoral dissertation is on the Hebrew word for healing. So that gives me expertise in the biblical language and in biblical theology and some practical faith matters and Semitic languages related to the root Rafa. But it doesn't give me authority to talk about quarantining or dealing with a virus or epidemiology or anything else. And again, I am not an economist, okay? I don't know why it's so bad that the price of oil has dropped so low. I think that would be a good thing. I don't understand a lot of how economy works. So I am the last one to sit here as an expert and say, you need my opinion. You need Mike Brown's opinion on when to reopen the country economically and medically. And I don't know. Experts debate this, okay? Some of the most gifted, focused people in the world are debating this right now, and they have different conclusions and different theories. So I don't know. What I want to do is lay out a few suggestions in terms of the implications of where things are going and could be going, both in terms of human life and in terms of the elections, all right? So here's the obvious. If we reopen the country too quickly and are not wise with dealing with the virus, then things might spin out of control. Now the very thing we've been trying to watch and not overwhelm our health system, things could spiral out of control. Many more people could get sick and many people could die. That's one option, right? That could happen. On the other hand, if we wait too long, if these restrictions go too far, if the safety guidelines are overblown, and we allow the economy to be destroyed, that results in a lot of human suffering as well. When I had Dr. Jay Richards on with me, Professor Jay Richards, so he's a scholar in economy, he's a scholar in science, as well as theology and philosophy, well-versed gift from the Lord in the body today. So when he was on, I said, okay, how is it that a struggling economy or poor economy is going to actually take lives, cost lives? You know, we understand if we're not careful with a virus and it's very deadly and contagious, how people can, you know, more people can get smitten, more people can die. Right, we understand that. I was just reading about folks that were at a Indiana, a regional game in Indiana with 2,800 people in attendance. And now five of the people there, age range maybe like 48 to 73, five of them are dead. Others are infected. Was it because they were all at that same place at the same time? Could be. So that we can understand. You open things up prematurely, you could lose lives over it. But what if we allow the economy to be completely destroyed? So Jay Richards said this. Look, here's a very simple thing. Money's tight, right? Let's say the economy really takes a big hit. Money's tight. You're an older couple. You will be less likely to go to the doctor to spend money that you don't have. You'll wait longer. You'll be less likely to go. That leads to more deaths. So you wait too long or the safety guideline measures are too extreme, that could tremendously destroy the economy and lead to a lot of human suffering on different levels. You open things up too quickly, then what happens? You could have pandemic really spreading throughout America. So President Trump right now is positioning himself, as he did in his election, as the champion of the people and fighting against the system. And he's calling out specific Democratic governors and mayors. And he is saying, listen, you need to liberate your state. And people are rallying for liberation. So Trump now is the candidate of the people fighting against tyrannical government. That's on the one side. If he's able to jumpstart the economy, and if we don't have a rise in deaths, then he's the champion. And I think he wins re-election easily. If this is a calculated risk and many lives are lost, that's horrific. It'd be difficult to be re-elected. And yes, failed economy, more suicide, more depression, leading to more sickness, death. These are factors that need to be considered. What's the right path? I'm not sure. Anyone who says they're 100% sure, I question how sure they are. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. God of light,
hear our cry. Send the fire. It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH. Let's just scroll down on my Twitter feed here. A few days ago, I did a survey just to find out where people were at. Do you believe we should lift most of the current safety guidelines and start going back to normal work and life activities, or is this very premature? So this was 3 days ago, April 17th. We got 794 votes. 28.8% said do it now. 18% said way too soon, 53.1% said different for each state. So that was the largest consensus view. And right now, that's how things are going. Some states that have been less affected by the virus are starting to roll out programs to step forward. Others are waiting. And still others are saying, hey, whatever happens the rest of this year, we're not going to have stadium gatherings. You know, we'll have sports, but we won't have fans and things like that. So we shall see where this goes. But I don't know what the wise path forward is. All right. Look, in me, you want to see everything back to normal for as many people as possible. And then hopefully we come out of this differently as individuals that we've grown, that our church philosophy is better and stronger to get beyond a spectator Christianity and to mobilize every member of the body. These things are all important to understand and consider at a time like this. So let's seize the moment. Let's get a divine reset. Let's move forward. But yeah, you know, I, for the good of others, I want things to go forward as much as possible and people get back to their jobs and kids back to school and on and on. Yeah, in many ways, I want to see the sooner the better. But here's what we don't know. We don't know for sure if our social distancing guidelines, if our safety guidelines are the things that are keeping the number of casualties down from what they could be, you know, in the tens of thousands versus the hundreds of thousands, or, as one Israeli professor said in his research, and he, you know, he's a top guy in his field, in scientific field, he said all this safety guidelines, they basically do nothing, that this virus has a certain curve and it's going to peak here and it's going to do this, and that's basically the extent of it. That was his view. That was his position. I don't know who's right. And let me say again, if you're sure you know, I question how sure you can be when top experts who have advanced degrees, or who have decades of experience, or who are hands-on in the midst of things have differing views. We're not sure. So here's my simple recommendation. Pray for wisdom for the president and for governors and others making decisions. Pray for wisdom for those in economic startup roles, meeting with the president, consulting with the president. Pray for wisdom. All right. Before we take any calls, 866-34-TRUTH, my new book, When the World Stops, Words of Faith, Hope, and Wisdom in the Midst of Crisis, comes out tomorrow. So if you order the ebook on Amazon, you'll have it tomorrow. As soon as our books are in, we'll be signing them and sending them out. If you order from our website, from AskDrBrown.org, we still have an exclusive order, but you need to offer. You need to just jump on this now because we're only doing this at the beginning. We'll sign the book for you, but the moment you order it, you get a free download, a $20 value. So that's more than just the cost of the book. That's the book plus postage. You get $20 value. My entire teaching on spiritual warfare, it's about 12 hours, 8 lectures. I did it years ago. We felt really good about it, and we've used it as our standard teaching on the subject. So that's a free download for you, our gift to bless you and minister to you in the midst of this. When you order from a website, that's AskDrBrown.org, or otherwise just order